Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inihayag ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese na magtatatag ang pamahalaan ng isang Commonwealth Royal Commission para imbestigahan ang Bondi terror attack. Matapos ang ilang linggong political pressure mula sa oposisyon, mga Jewish groups at ilang prominenteng Australians, inanunsyo ni Albanese ang desisyon matapos ang cabinet meeting kahapon araw ng Huwebes. Ang imbestigasyon ay pamumunuan ng dating High Court Justice na si Virginia Bell at tututok sa isyu ng antisemitism at social cohesion. Ayon kay Albanese, isasama rin sa imbestigasyon ang ginagawang pagsusuri ni Dennis Richardson sa mga security agencies.
Today I announced that I will be recommending to the Governor General in an Executive Council meeting that will be held tomorrow that a Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion be established. This was endorsed by a meeting of the Federal Cabinet today. I have asked that former High Court Justice, the Honourable Virginia Bell AC, to serve as the Commissioner.
Bago ang pag-anunsyo, sa araw mismo ng huling libing ng isang biktima ng Bondi terror attack, mas pinaiigting ni Opposition Leader Susan Lee ang pressure sa gobyerno na magtatag ng isang Commonwealth Royal Commission. Kapwa dumalo si Prime Minister Albanese at Lisa Libing sa Sydney ng dating police detective na si Peter Meager na napatay habang kumukuha ng litrato sa isang Hanukkah event sa naganap na pag-atake sa Bondi Beach noong nakaraang buwan. Inilabas ng koalisyon ang inirerekomendang terms of reference para sa isang Commonwealth Royal Commission na nakatuon sa pananagutan ng pamahalaan at sa pagsusuri ng pambansang seguridad, imigrasyon at mga hakbang sa proteksyon ng komunidad. Ayon kay Lee, mahalagang isama sa anumang imbestigasyon ang konsultasyon sa mga pamilya ng biktima.
First, full accountability for executive and ministerial decisions. What were ministers advised? What information were they provided with, particularly since October the 7th, 2023? What actions did they take as a result of that information? What actions did they not take? All of that has to be clear and the powers of a Royal Commission can do that.
Idinagdag pa nito na dapat ding isama sa Royal Commission ang tinawag niyang isang reckoning o masusing pagsusuri at paniningil ng pananagutan kaugnay sa mga extremist ideology.
Secondly, there must be a reckoning with anti-Semitism and extremist ideology. The terms of reference must properly address the systemic rise of anti-Semitism in Australia, and they must include reference to radical Islamic extremism, as well as far-left neo-Nazi extremism. Victims' families have been very clear about this. Anti-Semitism can't be rescoped or redefined.
Nang tanungin naman kung pinagsasama niya ang mga kilusang far-left at neo-Nazi, nilinaw ni Lee ang kanyang pahayag.
Far-left and neo-Nazi extremism were the words that I used, yes.
Kasunod nito, ipinaliwanag niya kung mungkahin ng koalisyon ang pagbalangkas at pagsagawa ng naturang imbestigasyon.
Thirdly, a royal commission has to have real powers and real voices, which is why our proposal has three commissioners. One, a person of a senior judicial individual. Also, a member of the Jewish community with experience and expertise in anti-Semitism. And the third royal commissioner must be a national security expert. And that's because the complex legal, community and security issues that this Royal Commission needs to cover demand those three experts be in charge of it.
Habang mas nagiging posible ang pagbuo ng isang Commonwealth Royal Commission, hindi pa rin naglalabas ang Labor Party ng anumang pinapaborang terms of reference. Ayon kay Martin Keir, isang seasonal lecturer sa University of Sydney, maaaring estratehiya ang pagiging maingat ng gobyerno sa usaping ito.
As for the Royal Commission, it will depend, I think, on the terms of reference the Prime Minister sets for the Royal Commission, if indeed it is called. I think that he has been resisting the calling a Royal Commission because it will suck the oxygen out of the second term agenda of the government. There will be a drip feeding of sensationalist information, potentially intelligence failures, why didn't we do this? And I do think it will inflame community tensions between Muslim Australians and Jewish Australians.
At para kay opposition leader Susan Lee, ang pahayag ni Prime Minister Albanese ay itinuturing na isang mahalagang hakbang para sa bansa.
There is unity across Australia in calling for this Commonwealth Royal Commission. And the Prime Minister asked for unity. He's been asking for unity since December the 14th. He really does have unity of purpose and unity of message to call this Commonwealth Royal Commission. This week, we saw members, senior members of the defence, intelligence and security community step forward.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Brianna Charles na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.